Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Ladies and gentlemen, the best is yet to come.
Aha! Hit the drop.
Mike, do your job.
I don't have everything ready.
This is The Rich Eisen Show. Live from The Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Hey, Rich, first time caller.
Is he still there? Mike Del Tufo, did you cut John off?
Earlier on the show, NFL Films senior producer Greg Cosell, CBS Sports announcer Ian Eagle, Hall of Famer Bill Walton. Still to come, actor Lil Rel Howery. And it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air, and as if Bill Walton, who just hung up with our program, isn't enough. Good times and laughs. Lil Rel Howery is joining us in about 20 minutes from now, and Ian Eagle was a ball of fun with him as he thinks Gonzaga is going to win it all. Bill Walton said compared Gonzaga to 70s Celtics and a Tchaikovsky symphony. Right?
Makes sense.
That they are such a unit, a team effort, that they're the sum of their parts, and he thinks they're going to win it all. Ian Eagle does, and Bill obviously has got a rooting interest with UCLA, and Bill's going to be part of the Westwood One broadcast, and later on today he's interviewing Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and that conversation will be part of the Westwood One broadcast on Saturday, the Final Four.
That is cool.
So what does Gonzaga get Stockton together with
with
Adam Morrison or
Adam Morrison? Yeah, I guess. Or
I mean, it's definitely Stockton, and we'll find someone else.
Rory Hachimura is Gonzaga as well.
Gonzaga is gonna cut down the nets on Monday night. I think I really feel it. At least that's what we predicted.
And we're putting them now in the pantheon because that's an undefeated season.
That is an undefeated season.
Which we haven't seen in 45 years.
And they're pretty much destroying everybody that's in front of them in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, not even close.
Greg Cosell was on an hour number one evaluating all the top quarterbacks in this year's NFL draft. And 1 month from today, it'll be the day after the first round. And we're assuming we'll know exactly where all five of the first round graded quarterbacks wind up. Because no one's going to be dropping out of the first round, I could tell you that. If you missed any of it, go to our YouTube page, youtube.com/RichEisenShow. Be one of the soon to be 250,000 subscribers of that page, and we appreciate people who do that. And follow us right here on Peacock as well when we're done. That's the sports tab where we're some of our clips of today's show. And of course, NBC Sports on Peacock. We're on live every day after the Dan Patrick Show. And then before Brother from Another, we'll take you to the top of the hour on all of that. Our phone number is 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. We'll take some phone calls here on the program. Let's go to Mike in Louisiana, kicking off hour number three right here on the show. What's up, Mike?
Yeah, third time, long time, Rich. I appreciate you taking
Very
my call.
Very good. Thank you.
I have one request, and then I have an interesting question. The last time I was on with you, you had me do a throwback to the show, and to be honest, I choked.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Could I have one more shot?
You know what, Mike? I don't know what I don't recall it, but I'll just give you that mulligan since you asked. Go for it.
All right. This will be applicable for at least 1 week a year.
Okay. What do you got?
Attention, Buckeye fans, for we even welcome you, even though we love Big Blue, back to the Rich Eisen Show.
Doing a lot of round of applause for people coming correct today,
yeah,
Chris.
Why not?
Why not?
Yeah,
okay,
we?
I appreciate
that. I don't know if that's
the
number one seed, but it may be a five seed.
Okay, that's good. We'll take it. I'll take
it's
it.
Friday.
For sure. What else is, so what's your question? Did you said you had?
Okay, the question is, you have a choice of one. Michigan wins the national championship in basketball. Michigan beats Ohio State during the regular season in football.
Yes.
Or here's the caveat. You get your full head of hair back.
Oh.
Fantastic. I knew I'd like this question.
Full disclosure, I did get part of that from Dan Patrick's poll from last week.
Oh, good.
But you were out.
Okay, I didn't hear that. Did he included me in it? Or
No, he didn't do the hair. He just was picking at you about Michigan. That was enough. He didn't figure it out.
It's all right. It's all right. I love Dan Patrick. Okay, I'm going to go with winning the NCAA tournament because Michigan's going to eventually beat Ohio State in football. That's going to happen. It's all cyclical. It's not like I'm going to live out the rest of my days and never see that again. Oh. No, stop it. Don't even say that. And at some point, you know, I'll just wait till one of the other things happens and get surgically repaired if I so choose. You know, we could do that.
Very good.
Thank you. That's our friend Mike in Louisiana.
Right here. So, well done.
Wait a minute. So you're just saying that you are going to go through with the hair then?
Well, or I could act like I'm going to get hair, put it on my head, walk around Los Angeles, show some video of me being in an actual clinic to have my hair restored, make it seem like I did it, post a photograph of me doing it, and then 2 days later wait for April 1st to hit, as Michael Strahan did with his gap teeth. Now, the other day, we were just like everybody else when Stray put that photograph of him with his new grill, no gap tooth on there. I couldn't believe it. Brockman, you and I said that for the gap tooth community is the way we feel when somebody from the Bald Brotherhood decides to get hair.
Exactly.
Left you behind. Everybody in the gap tooth community looks at Stray and say, you're not only one of us, you are a leader. You're a standard bearer of the gap tooth. Yeah, right.
The player president.
Exactly. And so we're having that conversation, and then Strahan shows up, you know, on his Instagram feed with that grill. TJ Jefferson on this program said that, you know, a television show about pranking that he did with somebody who he calls his roommate, because he never really says the words Ashton Kutcher and punked unless he's prodded for whatever reason, said, wait a minute, this sounds like an April Fool's joke. I got to tell you, I didn't think that at all.
I didn't either.
I didn't think that at all.
I thought it was legit.
And TJ Jefferson, you said this could be an April Fool's joke.
I mean, the gap's so iconic.
And I'm like, so he's going to show up on Good Morning America and, you know, take out the gap tooth and take out that what's on the screen right there and show off that, take out the fake, you know, this new grill and say that's just fake. The real stuff is I still have my gap tooth, right?
Although that picture of him with the full teeth is kind of growing on me now. Like, you just get used to it.
It was really jarring. The whole thing was totally, completely, you know, jarring. And I texted Strahan the video of us talking about it. And it took him a while to hit me back. And I thought, because he's normally lightning fast. Pretty much everything. He's normally one of those, like, he's normally lightning fast. And it took him a while. And he basically said, yeah, I saw this. Somebody sent this to me.
Yeah.
But he's on vacation with his kids.
Okay.
And just left it at that. And I thought,
wait, you're on vacation?
Right. So there's no GMA reveal here. There won't be any GMA reveal. Maybe he really did this.
Wow.
Because he LOL'd it, and that's it. Well, sure enough, April 1st on his Instagram feed.
I know a lot of you are wondering, oh, it's got to be April Fool's joke. He's got to be joking with the teeth. Oh, he couldn't fix. He must not have fixed that gap. It's his signature. And I got to thank my boy Dr. Lee at Smile Design Manhattan for taking care of me. You know, hooking a brother up, as they say. And I just want to thank you guys. I mean, I appreciate all the comments. I was surprised, to be honest with you, at how many people were like, no. Don't get rid of the gap. It's your signature. And I've always kind of looked at it that way, but I didn't know so many people really cared. But I just want to tell you guys that, you know, I appreciate all that love that you show. And be you. Live the way you want to live. Do what makes you happy, because I did. And I am happy that I did it. So I just wanted to say, April Fool's. Come on, man. The gap. It's here to stay for a little while. Not going anywhere anytime soon. So, April Fool's, everybody. I had a good time. I actually feel bad. I feel really bad about actually not closing it after everything that I saw. But the gap is here. The gap is not going anywhere for a while. My mama
My mama likes it, so there you go. For you, mama.
Wow. What an elaborate prank, man.
T.J. Jefferson sniffed it out. And we, you know, like, send stuff around, text exchange.
We talk. It's a Rich Eisen show, we text talk exchange, show, right? You know,
we don't just stop talking once the camera stops.
T.J. Jefferson sends a text to everybody after I congratulated him on text, like, wow, you nailed it,
yeah,
whatever,
nailed it.
Right? Nailed it.
Yeah.
And it's because there was a posting on the M by Michael Strahan Instagram account, which
someone
is his clothing
I'm
line.
Friends with.
No, I know that. Oh, okay. Victoria Trilling, right?
Yes.
Who's a dynamite
wardrobe
friend
wardrobe.
And stylist of many of all of us.
Yes.
Okay. We all know Vicky very well, Victoria very well. She's a friend of yours.
Yes.
So you posted on that Instagram account, called this yesterday.
Now, I don't
Del
say Tufo. I.
Nope. There's called no this I. yesterday.
But after TJ said it, I immediately went, and there is videotape.
Yes. You evidence. Immediately said it would be just like Michael Strahan
be,
to do it.
I believe
you backed
TJ,
his play.
A million
Brockman
percent.
And I thought this was going to be real because maybe I
thought
think,
it was, I thought it was kind of real.
I think because we're so scarred by Bald Brotherhood people leaving us that we thought here's it's we like, felt we felt we were commiserating with the gap tooth community.
Yes.
Okay. You guys don't have those problems.
No.
Okay.
Beautiful heads of hair.
Exactly. So you don't have to. You don't have that sort of mental approach and scar. Okay, but TJ was the one who first brought it up here. You seconded
the motion.
You seconded. Like, if there was a motion on the table of, is this a gag? Is this an April Fool's joke?
We did talk about it.
That was put in front of us as a motion by TJ Jefferson. You seconded it.
I did. I seconded. So, in theory,
but you have to understand, if you post this like that, and there are people who just come upon the popular M by Michael Strahan page, because I have some of Michael's clothes and Victoria's clothes, and, you know, I mean, so if I just happen upon it, don't you think this looks like you were the one to actually put the motion, or were you the one who seconded it? Which one? How would you come by it, Mike?
It would, anyway, it would be like,
Del Tufo was right. Oh, wow.
With a drop, we answered.
Well done, Mike.
Did you hit the drop with your foot?
No.
Because
no,
your hands were up in the air.
Come on.
That was impressive. That was like almost ventriloquism.
I mean, he was doing some work this morning.
I gave TJ credit, but in that
post,
I did not give TJ credit.
Yeah!
Or in the text exchange that you left.
Oh, you were so angry at
I was very angry. He was accusing me of like, plagiarizing TJ's like
but to the outside world.
But I said I believe that Strahan didn't do it.
Can you look up for me how many followers does M by Michael Strahan have?
Let's see here.
I mean, it's not Strahan's account, clearly.
Also, if I had written nope, TJ,
we called it.
Just like incorporating
we
everyone.
We called it.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, on at Rich Eisen Show, Victoria. By the way, you can help brand the show as well. I mean,
it's 24,000 Instagram.
I mean, it's 24,000 people go and they see, nope, called this yesterday.
Well, who's that person right below me? I knew it. I mean, they could have been other people.
Oh, my person God. Too.
But here's the thing about it, right? After Mike said that he said it, we've all seen the Alonzo Mourning gif where he's sitting on the bench.
That was funny.
And he's just he's nodding his head and he goes,
all right. Yeah.
Okay. So that was my way of going, all right, Mike,
you're shaking your head. No, you really didn't. But then, you know, you gave him a little credit.
Yeah. Mike then left the text
chain. Left the exchange.
After I gave him props.
Somebody who leaves the text exchange just leaves the conversation.
No, I was already, I was in another, like,
you storm out.
That's an aggressive.
He had something else going on, though.
I had something else, which you guys didn't know at the same point.
No, but the fact that you.
Oh, okay.
I was dealing with another bigger.
No. It means it doesn't matter if you don't respond because you've got other stuff going on, but to actually
leave
the conversation.
Yeah.
It's like slamming the door. You're storming out of the
taking my ball and going home.
Out.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, Don, do you have the actual exchange here? No, I just want people to understand what we're saying, exactly. And also to give Mike
a lesson.
Mike,
this is a lesson.
So if this is, just say, if there's Robert's Rules of Order, which anybody who's been in a fraternity or sorority knows, or has been in some sort of, you know, meeting of minds or government, right, that somebody has to bring a motion to the table, mm-hmm. and someone seconds it. So you just let, here you go, this is Wednesday. The news that Michael Strahan has gotten rid of the gap in his teeth, the video that we're showing on the screen right now, kind of undercuts, TJ, what you're thinking over there. You're thinking this is what? That this is real?
What day's tomorrow, people?
It is April 1st.
April 1st. Tomorrow. Tomorrow's April Fool's Day. I don't know. It just seems like it would be a perfect April Fool's Day.
In the morning?
That he would go
it'd be brilliant.
Spend the, you know, pop it out there 2 days before April Fool's, walk in the streets of New York with his new grill and going to all these doctor's appointments and shooting the video. And that's all just an elaborate, by the way, on Good Morning America tomorrow, just removing the fake teeth and just saying, I would never do it.
But I just feel like it would be a great time to pull an elaborate ruse, as they
it'd
say.
Be classic
tomorrow.
On him. And Strahan is that type of guy. I'm with
you. Oh, he is.
Oh, no, man.
Yeah, he would be. This would be the most Strahan thing to do. And Glaze, they would roast him on the show. It would be so funny. But if I got you all.
There you go.
That's calling it, like with TJ. I want to take. I edit that in.
Mike, you literally said the words, I'm with TJ.
Of course I did.
But
I mean, I wasn't.
No, and the reason why we bring this up now is to point out to you, we love you.
We only roast the ones we love.
Right, we love you. The texting, we had to, based on what you wrote out there, because we look at things, obviously, from a broadcasting standpoint, which is anybody could be tuning in at any point in time. You got to place yourself in the shoes of somebody who's consuming something. The way you posted it made it seem like, nope, called this yesterday. I'm with TJ, at 2Jiggy. Like, give him at TJ Jefferson, which is what the Instagram is.
Holler at your boy.
That's all we're saying. I mean.
Prop up.
Prop up.
Prop up.
Yeah.
We love you, Mike.
hate. Don't hate. Congratulate. I mean, it's all we're saying. It's all we're saying.
Mike Del Tufo has left the chat.
Del Tufo was right.
Oh, but can I finish what happened, though?
And then we got to throw it a break, yes.
Yeah, so real quick. So then Mike backed up what he said. He clipped that part of him saying that, put it on Twitter, but then he made it so no one
could comment
on it.
Oh! So, he turned off replies.
He turned off replies. And then he called me out for doing that. And then I'm like, are you serious?
And then he put hashtag trolls at the end of it.
Yeah. And he's like, well, you know who you are, which is like the six people on the text exchange. And he's putting that in front of thousands of people. And I was thinking, like, what the hell is happening?
I looked at that thing and I'd laugh for like 10 minutes.
You both were right. He was the one who brought it up.
He brought it up. I gave him credit.
Never.
No, you didn't. You did not. Yeah.
I gave him credit.
Let's take a break. Lil Rel Howery will enter this nut job zone very shortly. And what he is in Netflix has got a ton of buzz about it. Lil Rel Howery, when we come back.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
This episode is brought to you by Etsy. Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Now until May 12th, get up to 30% off personalized jewelry, style, decor, and so many other items mom will love. And if you want her to know you put a ton of thought into her present, use Gift Mode. Gift Mode on Etsy takes the stress out of gifting so you can easily find well-crafted, original, and affordable pieces from small shops. Just tap or click Gift Mode on your Etsy app or Etsy.com. Then answer a few short questions about mom, and Gift Mode instantly gives you curated ideas based on hundreds of personas. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
back here as one big happy simulcast on Peacock, as well as our Rich Eisen Show radio, terrestrial, and satellite affiliates. Bad Trip is on Netflix. The buzz is off the charts. It was released last Friday. Eric Andre, Tiffany Haddish, and this man, Lil Rel Howery, in the hidden camera comedy. Seth Rogen just tweeted out. We'd put his tweet up if it wasn't so profane. But he talked about how dynamite it is. And Lil Rel Howery back here on the Rich Eisen Show. How have you been, sir?
What's going on, man?
What's going on with you? This thing is taking off, to say the least. I'm sure you must have been hearing quite a bit about it.
Yeah, we. I think we surprised Netflix. They're like, wait a minute, so the movie with the gorilla and all that, this is our number one movie?
That's right.
But yeah, it started, it's a crazy buzz, and it continues to go on, which is so cool because we've been sitting on it for a second. So for it to finally be out, it feels good, and for it to be doing as well, me, Eric, and Tiffany are constantly texting and FaceTiming each other like, yo, what's happening?
What's happening is people can't get enough of it. And you said you've been sitting on it for a little second. But Eric Andre said it's taken 7 years to make this. That's what he said?
I think it took 7 years in his process.
Right.
It took me, we even filmed it like 2018. And so it just took a few years for it to come out because we had like two or three different premiere dates over time. So for Netflix to be the one to grab it, it's kind of a full circle moment. But it's so fun watching a movie that everybody is just having fun with. Like, even like bad criticism is still hysterical. So it's like bad critics, like the critics who hate the movie, they like hate it, and they hate it so much that the stuff they write is hysterical. Like, Eric literally just posted a video with just the bad reviews, and it's so funny.
Well, I mean, clearly, you know, it's a hidden camera movie. I mean, it's a prank show made into a full-length film. And how are you pranking people? I mean, are you comfortable with it, or did you feel bad that you were pranking at any point in time where you felt the need to maybe pull the plug on anything, or did you live for stuff like this? What is that?
Well, no, I mean, it was more or less like, honestly, these weren't mean pranks. And the pranks were mostly on us. So it was just watching people react to us, which I think that's what's interesting about the movie. You see a lot of people helping us, like trying to make sure we're okay. So that's, and just following the character. Like, I'm not like, oh, yeah, I'd like to do pranks, but I love character work. So what all I did really was just fall into character to make sure people took my character seriously so they wouldn't know this was a prank. So it's, as much as I had to black out in it where I had to believe this stuff was really happening, that was easy for us to bait those people in.
So what's your favorite one from the film, Lil Rel?
You know, it's one that wasn't released yet. Mm. And I think we're going to release it maybe this week or next week. Is we did an exorcism, right, where Eric's character gets possessed by the devil.
Okay.
So we had this hotel room, had the walls was bleeding, and he levitated at one point. So we had this priest come in, right? I don't know if this dude went to preschool, maybe for this. He's like, man, I swear I got to get the devil out of somebody. He was so serious, right? He's giving me, like, Bible scriptures. He made me hold his phone. Like, every time he asked me to say something, I would say it, but I would curse, so he would get mad. Like, no, you can't say that like that. I'm like, get the hell out of here. I was like, get the F out of him, devil. He's like, no, you can't say F. So he was so serious. When he left, we had to track him down because he left cocky. He was like, yeah, I did that. That's right, you were possessed. And I delivered you, man. Me. It was so crazy. He was so serious that it made it to one of, it just didn't fit into what the movie is, but
right.
We're going to put it out there anyway because it's one of the craziest pranks I've ever been a part of.
So it didn't make the final cut of the film, but you're going to just throw it out there where? On Netflix or social media? Or where are you popping that up?
We're going to throw it on social media, and we're going to throw it probably on a Netflix YouTube channel.
I can't wait for that.
It's so insane.
I mean, what's it like working with two lead pipe wielding professional comedian funny people, Lil Rel? You've done obviously quite a bit of that in your career, but Eric Andre and Tiffany Haddish, who couldn't be more on fire in her career right now. What about that?
Well, you know, Tiff is one of my best friends, and we've worked on several things together, and then Eric is one of my good friends. That's what made this special, to be honest, which is that we're all actually friends. And a lot of times when you get a chance to work with people you actually really care about or really respect and just got love for, it's just laughter all the time. I think that's why when people watch it, you know, some people are like, y'all chemistry, everybody's chemistry is really good. But I'm like, well, we actually like each other. You know, so it made for a really good movie because all of us had great chemistry. But literally, we all took our characters really seriously. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what made it work, honestly.
Bad Trip on Netflix. It's been out there for about a week. And check it out. Well, not about a week. For a week. Check it out on Netflix. Lil Rel Howery here on The Rich Eisen Show. So what's, you know, obviously, you know, working with people that you love. What's it like trying to beat people that you love off the dribble in an NBA All-Star game? What's that like for you?
Well, two things happen, okay?
Yes.
You know, as everybody know, I said I would have 16-5. I've really talked about that at one time. I said, mm-hmm. I'm playing the celebrity game. I'm going to have 16-5.
Yes.
When we start, we got in the line, right? The layup line.
Yeah.
I felt a twinge in my knee.
Oh.
And in that moment, I said, is it worth tearing my Achilles to cross over Common? it really ain't. You know what I mean? Is it so far? I trained for weeks, right, to get ready for this. Like, what are you? Right. That's where the moment's like, what are you doing, man? You are a actor and a comedian. Brother, if you tear your Achilles, you won't be able to work. Is it worth it? And I was like, nope. And it wasn't. So I had to, like, my highlights was me tripping over my foot, and they kept replaying that. And I threw one really amazing pass to Ronnie 2K. Like that. I just gave everybody a taste of it. But I was like, that was it. I was like, I want to coach for them. And they bring me back, I'm coaching.
Well, it looks like to me, though, that you still have some ability on the floor that you need to tap. I just saw a photograph of you and Common and Famous Los, you know, going. I guess it seems like a jump ball that you're trying to create right here that I assume you would have won that jump ball.
Oh, that sounds good, brother. I'm telling you, real grown man. Like, I still work out. I get on my Peloton like all the other people 40 and up do. And I take my boxing classes, but I don't spar with nobody. I just practice. That is it for me. I'm done. That was my moment to say, in my mind, I'm like, I can't do this. I'm going to hurt myself. And it ain't worth it.
You, what are you like on the Peloton, Lil Rel? I mean, because it strikes me like, are you somebody who does take the
leaderboard?
The leaderboard, or does take the words of encouragement from the coach? Do you take those, or just scream back at them like, you know, shut up?
That's mean. Whoever does that are lunatics, actually. Like, why would you take it? Like, you shut up. Stop trying to motivate me. Like, you're crazy.
Okay. Right.
But I actually enjoy it. You know what I'm saying? If it's a good playlist. Now, what I've done is, you know, you could turn the music down on your bike and just have more of the instructor voice. So what I do is I have her voice, because Tunde is really the only person classes I take. And I just play my own music. So I got like a bunch of different playlists I have for my Peloton rides. I got like a gospel playlist. I got a Rocky IV soundtrack playlist. I got like, and that's when I really get it in. When I ride to the Rocky IV soundtrack and There's No Easy Way Out comes on, I go crazy. You know, like, there's no easy way out, man.
So that's where if it's time to go up a hill, that's where you want that soundtrack to hit. That song? Is that what you're saying?
That particular song, because it's one of my favorite scenes in Rocky IV. Is when the specials are Stallone, he gets in that car. That car was going fast. He's just driving, and he's just reminiscing about him and Apollo and everything that happened.
Yeah.
And that brother is singing the best. I said, baby, you can shed this tear, because I know how it feels inside. I mean, I don't even know. Those words don't even make sense. But
Rocky IV soundtrack. So the Rocky soundtrack, Rocky II, Rocky III, no good. Rocky IV is the one.
Rocky IV soundtrack. I mean, you got Living in America with James Brown.
Oh, yeah.
He kind of shoots a diss at Eddie Murphy at the end of the song. Like, Eddie Murphy, eat your heart out. Because I guess he got tired of Eddie Murphy doing it on Saturday Night Live. That is the craziest thing.
Burning heart.
Yeah, like, what? Why did he shout out Eddie Murphy in Living in America? He just said, Eddie Murphy, eat your heart out. That's all he said.
Lil Rel Howery here on The Rich Eisen Show. So just to sum up here and put a button on the NBA All-Star Game from Chicago in 2020, because the last time you were on, we were talking about your preparation, and you did give us that stat line that you were calling your shot, okay?
Yeah, I did.
Had you not tweaked your knee in the layup line, you would have had that stat line. You would have crossed over Common. You would have done all of what you were intending to do. That's what you're saying to me right now.
I could have dominated that guy if I didn't feel like I was going to hurt myself. I could have literally dominated.
Was Stephen A. the coach? Was Stephen A. Who's your coach? Who's the coach?
Stephen A. is the coach, but he, man, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
Stephen A. one of those coaches, like, you don't want him teaching, like, coaching kids, right? Because I'm a grown man. And at some point, I remember just looking at him because I could tell he didn't believe in me no more. And I just wanted to go back in the game. So I'm like, staring at him. I'm like, do it. I'm like, extra on the sideline cheering everybody on. Come on, y'all, we can do this. Hopefully, he put me back in. But I was just looking at him. It's a look he would give me. I'm like, bro, I'm trying, man.
What do you mean? What? Like he was taking it so deep. Lil Rel, are you telling me that Stephen A. Smith benched you in the NBA All-Star Celebrity Game of 2020? Dude, is that what you're telling me?
I remember him looking at all of us because we got destroyed. He was like, yeah, I made a mistake. You know what I'm saying? I picked the wrong group of guys to do this with. All guards!
Is that what he said? All guards? Is that what he said?
Yeah, like we're too small for them. We're too small. We're too small for them.
Oh my God! So, and you want to get back in? And he was having none of it. You could not. You were nailed to the bench. You were.
Got me back in. I took the last shot of the game. I thought it was gonna be that one shining moment, March Madness shot. Yeah, right. Like, I took this three over Darius Miles. It was like, what a shining moment. I tried to do it. It was like, nah, it didn't happen.
Over Darius Miles?
No. He gave me the ball. I was trying to shoot over Q, actually. Quentin Richardson.
Yeah. Okay. Well, okay. All right. And so it didn't happen. No splashdown.
Didn't happen. It was and then it was funny. Darius Miles wore that braid wig. Like, it was so funny. I'm like, why you got this braid wig on? Like, it was so crazy. It was so weird.
And Stephen A. Smith is like, no, DNP CD. Did not play. Coach's decision.
He didn't even speak to none of us when we left. He didn't come to the locker room to say bye.
Well, are you serious?
All right. We got to write this down.
I'm not lying about that. I'm telling you the honest guy truth. He just left. They had, like, gifts for him and everything. He was like, I'm good. I'm gone. I'm going straight to the airport. I'm good. I'm gone. He's like, all right.
Oh my gosh. All right, before I let you go, your next project's Fatherhood with Kevin Hart on Netflix coming up June 18th. So I'm going to make a note of that. That's going to be great. What's that about? I guess the title is somewhat self-explanatory, but you can I'll give you the floor on that.
It is about fatherhood. It's basically about this young man who loses his wife when she was having their child, and now it's up to him to raise his little girl on his own. And, you know, everybody kind of don't really think he can do it, but, you know, he proves them wrong. But, you know, Kevin does. Now, this is a drama for Kevin, and Kevin kills. I think this is one of his best, I honestly believe one of his best performances I've ever seen him in. Isn't it? It's a lot of heart in it. It's a bit of a tearjerker, but I'm the comic relief in a way. So it's really funny too. So it's just going to be a beautiful movie to watch with your family, actually.
Okay. Make a note of that again, June 18th. And then Free Guy with Ryan Reynolds in theaters August 13th. He is a funny dude, Ryan Reynolds.
I can't wait for y'all to finally see this movie. Like, we're all like Ryan did a really funny video to announce his new date. Because we did this like three times, you know. So he's like, all right, look, y'all, this is, and then they just cut him off. But this movie is so good. It's action-packed, and I'm very excited for it to be going to theater. So we'll see what happens. It's just, you know, between the movies and, you know, I got the game show, Small Fortune NBC. It premieres May 31st.
Oh, man.
It's a sports show I host, not a sports show, on a FICO app. So, I'm grinding, you know.
All right, you definitely are, Lil Rel, as always. And I always enjoy our chats on this show. Are always a lot of fun. Thanks for doing this. Congrats on Bad Trip. I look forward to seeing that added extra coming out where, you know, good job on you, pranking a priest. Well done.
I cannot wait to hear. Y'all got to see how cocky this priest is. That's what's going to make this
fun. Well, he thinks he's dealing with the devil, Lil Rel.
He had me hold his phone. He said, hold my phone, record it. I'm like, what? And he wasn't scared when Eric started levitating. He was like, yes! In the name of Jesus, he was just saying. I'm like, yeah, get the fuck out of my brain. I'm like, you're the craziest. I'm like, he's like, no, 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 you can't say that.
What was it like when you had to let him know that that was all a gag?
He just left.
like Stephen A. in the All-Star game? Just get
I
out.
I promise you, they had to chase this brother, drive down. He was so into the cockiness of it. And I didn't want to break because it was so crazy to me, right? I was like, all right. And he just left.
He didn't want the gift bag. He didn't want anything. So you just get out. Okay, very good.
I feel like
good.
He went straight to his church. Like, I told y'all, I'm the best.
Bad Trip on Netflix has been out a week with Lil Rel, Eric Andre, and Tiffany Haddish. Lil Rel here on the Rich Eisen Show. You take care of yourself. Let's do this again soon.
Thank you, man. Thanks for having me.
Always.
Again.
That was a lot of fun. My gosh. Wow. At Lil Rel 4 on Twitter, number 4, and at comedian Lil Rel on Instagram. Wow. Now, on a scale of 1 to 10, right? On a scale of 1 to 10, 1 where it's not surprising at all, 10, it's totally off the charts. I can't believe this actually happened. 1 again is like not surprising. 10 is totally surprising, right? Okay, put it all together. Scale of 1 to 10, Stephen A. Smith livid with the celebrities for not pulling their weight in the Celebrity All-Star Game under his coaching employ. And storming off and staring down Lil Rel for not giving it his all. You may have not known or may have known that he tweaked his knee during warm-ups. Scale of 1 to 10. 1 not surprising, 10 totally surprising. What is it?
1.
1. We now must get Stephen A. Smith on this program.
1,000%. And I only want to talk about this.
Forget about the
fact that
it's
about any sport. Yeah.
It's Masters Week.
I don't care.
NFL draft, NBA.
Nope. I only want to talk about this.
What happened during the All-Star game?
Yeah.
Didn't get the gift bag. Don't need it. Don't want it.
Just left.
Can't have it. He's like Singletary.
Yeah. Yep. Don't need it.
Is that gift bag still just hanging out in the Chicago locker room? That's Stephen A. on it?
Stephen A.
Yeah, some assistant jacked that.
Isn't that great? I kind of like that. That's the way I want that story to be told. I truly want the story to be told that way.
Yeah, me too.
That was phenomenal.
The priest, though.
The priest. I told you.
I cannot wait to watch this.
The priest.
Hold my phone.
Hold my, well.
And be recording.
Record this.
Record this.
Like, that priest was so cocky.
Cocky priest. I mean, pranked.
And then
cocky
the priest just dipped.
And he's like, I'm out. I got to imagine, though, if you feel like you talk to God, I would be pretty cocky.
Yeah, and get out. That's a mic drop.
Yeah,
out.
I would be pretty cocky, too.
Let's take a break. We'll finish up this show and get ready for the weekend. And next week, right here on The Rich Eisen Show, and empty the phone banks at 844-204-RICH.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of 3 pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a
likelihood. So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
So when Bob Odenkirk was on our show yesterday and I brought up the Better Call Saul episode, the second to last episode of last season.
Maybe the best Better Call Saul episode.
I think so too. Because, he did say in the conversation that it's a slow burn and it's too slow for so many people. And so that episode really hit the accelerator on a lot, even though not much did happen. And it felt like the most Better Call Saul has ever felt like a Breaking Bad episode.
100% agree.
So, and where, he's stuck in the desert and he had to drink his own urine. And I'm like, what was in there? And when he's like, I said, was it Gatorade? He goes, I wish it was Gatorade. Did you think he was going to say, like, they...
I 100%...
That he was now about to say it really was the real thing?
I thought for sure he was going to be like, you know, Rich, we did it. I drank pee.
Method actors.
I also found it interesting, too, that he said he's looking for Saul Goodman to get his comeuppance. You know, like, to get knocked down a peg, you know?
But he spent the first, like, 2 seasons getting knocked down as Jimmy McGill, you know, so.
Right, but I think what he's, yeah, I don't know what he meant by that, right? Because it's just, because we know it's going to eventually lead to Breaking Bad. But we also know that there are flashbacks to his character post Breaking Bad that's shot in black and white
that start each season,
that we're assuming that's going to be a larger part of the last season,
the Cinnabon in Omaha,
to figure out how it goes from the current state of affairs to the Breaking Bad point,
right?
And then of course I'm waiting to see Walter White, and I'm waiting to see Jesse Pinkman show up, because even if it's just because, you know, Goodman, Saul doesn't meet Walter White until deep into Breaking Bad. But just to see, just to run into him at a convenience store, you know, where he's just the plain old teacher, you know. And
he's got a full head of hair.
Right. And I'm waiting for that.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be so great.
You know, and one other thing, too, to go for everyone to go to our YouTube page, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show. One of our top videos of last month, March of 2021. It's unreal. Was Bryan Cranston telling the story of the toughest Breaking Bad scene he's ever had to do, and about where he broke down in real life about a scene from Breaking Bad. And I just can't get enough of that. I'm so proud that we have our first in studio guest was Vince Gilligan, the creator of Breaking Bad, and of course Better Call Saul, and then Cranston for a book that he was here promoting he signed and is right in front of you there in your set position, Mike. Everyone should go there and check it out. And it really was an amazing story. Giancarlo Esposito talking about how he sometimes needed to take a break from his scenes as Gus Fring.
Also, Rich, the last in studio guest we had, Patrick Fabian.
Yes, from Better Call Saul.
Yeah.
Now, I'm already getting some knocks from friends saying, are you having, you know, in-studio guests back anytime soon? I'm like, yeah, you know. So we're getting close to that. We're very excited about that.
If we could work this out, we should have Patrick Fabian as our first guest back.
But the guy who asked, you know, hey, you want me to be your first in-studio guest, how do I deny that, man?
No, you're totally right about that. No, but I was just talking.
I mean, even Patrick Fabian
cool.
as a Steelers fan would admit that this is something that we should do.
I think you're right about
that. You actually have two of those guys.
That's true.
There's another guy we spoke about earlier.
There's another guy who we had just spoken about. Maybe we should get Stephen A. Smith here in person to, I can't say defend, because I don't blame him as the coach of a celebrity team. Lil Rel Howery saying that he was so upset by their performance, muttering to them, I imagine it's muttering, too many guards. Like upset about the roster makeup.
I mean, he didn't draft the team.
Yeah, who picked the groceries?
I don't know.
Led astray, run amok, and flat out deceive.
I'm imagining the NBA divvies it up and just gives one guy the coach. I don't know who the other coach was in Chicago.
You're saying Kevin Durant didn't draft these teams?
No. Nets, by the way, are in front of your Sixers right now in the standings.
I mean, by
slight
a game.
Bit. I know. When is Embiid coming back?
Saturday or Sunday this weekend.
So this weekend
supposedly.
We see Embiid coming back.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think we've gone 7-3 without him, I think.
Okay.
So they held it up. They held up their end of the bargain.
By the way, there's a very Gus Fring look going on right now on TJ. Why do you have one up and one down? What's going on with this?
It was the end of the show, and I figured why not.
By the way, the other coach against Stephen A. Smith?
Yeah, it was.
Michael Wilbon.
Oh. No wonder he's pissed.
What game were you watching?
Well done.
Stephen A's assistant?
Yeah.
Guy Fieri.
Oh.
I mean, what are we doing?
So we're filing stuff away for the next time these people appear on the
just
program.
Just make a little note of that.
This is all according to Wikipedia.
There should be a 30 for 30 on Stephen A. Smith's coaching style of the celebrity game.
What if I told you?
What if I told
this
you?
Is
Stephen A. Smith treated the celebrity All-Star game like it was the real All-Star game.
Spice Adams was on Little Rel's team.
You mean Spice. Kareem I mean, E?
Yeah, Kareem.
Yeah, yes, Kareem E.
Hopefully he shot better threes, man.
That interview you did with Spice Adams was legitimately, I've laughed harder that at was that fun. Than almost
go
anything
go to our
else.
YouTube, and of course that was before Michigan lost to Penn State, and he really gave me the business. That was not fun for me on my Twitter feed. So Embiid's coming back this week, and we'll keep an eye on for that from the NBA. Major League Baseball's first full weekend of action. The Final Four is this weekend. The Valero Open, by the way, on NBC. Let's not forget about the Valero Texas Open, Saturday, 3:30 Eastern Time on NBC, Golf and Golf Channel, in support of it this weekend. And then it's Masters Week next week. So you're going to have the old Barrancas fire that one up, Chris, so we can Ralph Barranca and have some sort of fun?
Keep an eye on your inbox this weekend.
Okay. Very good. Chris Como is going to be there already, as we know. I asked for golf tips from him on Thursday as part of our fun week, and he's like, I'm sorry, I'm going to be in Augusta.
He big-timed you a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, that's a just flex. A little,
you know what it reminds me of sometimes? It was like, I remember this. Again, these things stick in my mind. Way back in high school.
What was her name?
I'm not going to say it. I'm just not going to say it, but I do remember her name.
I mean, you can't. I mean, you can't. Like, why not? It's been 35 years. Who cares?
I asked her out. And she said, I'm sorry, I can't go on a date with you this weekend. I'm going to Croatia. And I thought that was very elaborate.
No, would have worked.
Of all places, Croatia?
I guess her dad was taking them on vacation. And
okay.
So it was just such a shutdown. I didn't even say, what about when you're back from Croatia?
With all due respect.
I just honestly thought that like it was such an elaborate no that meant don't ask even for when we come back.
Did you follow up? Was she really in Croatia?
I don't know.
Something very similar happened.
All those baby.
Thank you.
Hey, if you're out there, give us a call. Tell us about the Croatia trip.
Dying to know how Croatia was.
All I'm saying is, you know, I gave her a shot at the title. And here I am.
And new.
You got to move on. You got to move on.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Fighting out of the blue corner.
So I want to thank Greg Cosell, Ian Eagle, Bill Walton, everybody.
I mean,
Bill Walton and Lil Rel Howery. So that was a lot of fun.
So much fun.
Who's on next week's show? I know we got a lot of great guests. I know we got, you don't even have that out there, huh? Okay, forget it.
People,
everyone should download my podcast, Just Getting Started. Please do that. Yeah, Dr. Definitely. Anthony Fauci is my guest this week. I ask a ton of questions about the future of the vaccine and our future lives and whether sporting events indoors is going to look normal, outdoors, and things of that nature. And so please go and download that. We're all podcasts required. Just Getting Started. It's a
next week, Rich,
project for me. Yes,
Jay Billis, Wyatt Russell, Bobby Lashley, Bubba Wallace, John Cena, and McLovin. The real McLovin.
The real McLovin.
Not Andrew Perloff. Not Andrew Perloff.
With all of his hot takes.
Yes.
That would be against the grain.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.